You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello everyone, good to have you with us ahead of another weekend of league football action. Dave Kellner here, joined by Jason Lewis on the line as we look ahead to six of the feature matches in League One and League Two this weekend. First of all, a warm welcome to Mr. Jason Lewis. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. Looking forward to our broadcasting debut. Hopefully we can get after a few winners. And if it goes well, I might ask if we can do it permanently and boot Alex off. But we'll see how it goes.
We will indeed. Thank you for joining us, listeners. We'll start with the games in League One, the feature football matches this weekend. And we'll kick off with Burton versus Chesterfield in a game on Friday night. 7:45 kickoff this one. Burton 8-11 to win it. The draw 5-2 and Chesterfield in the betting at 17-5. Burton still on course to win the league, Jason, after a 3-1 win against Bradford last weekend. 4 points clear at the top of League One. However, there are holes in their recent form. Losses away at Rochdale and at home against Shrewsbury. Pretty difficult to explain, really.
Yeah, I think by Burton's high standards, really, that they've set all season, you could argue they're slightly out of form, and slightly probably being the operative word, when it's 16 points from their last 8 games, and that's only bettered by Wigan, who've taken 18 in that spell, and Barnsley, who are currently winning, won 7 games in a row. So, as you say, top of the league, 4-point gap to Walsall, and a further point to Wigan with a game in hand over the Latics. I think still a very strong position to be in, and to respond to the defeat instantly, as they have on both occasions, I think shows great character. And I don't think that's anything you can doubt at this Burton side. We saw that all of last season as they gained promotion from League Two. And they're just a very solid-looking outfit. Whereas you look at the Chesterfield side they're playing here, it's 3 straight league defeats after possibly signs that they had turned things around with that 1-1 draw with Coventry, the big 7-1 win over Shrewsbury, and a 3-2 win at Rochdale. But they've got the third worst defensive record in the league, 49 goals conceded. Burton have the best defence by some way at the other end of the table, with just 24 goals conceded in their 29 games. So really, I think the emphasis on this game, as expected at home, will be on Burton to go out, score the goals and win the game. It's just, I think that 8-11 price on Burton to win is a very good price on how well they've done all season, really. They've scored in their last 12 games and just don't look really like showing any signs of feeling the pressure of getting promotion to the Championship, which would be a massive statement and step up for Burton, I feel. And in this game, if you're looking for something a bit better, I've picked out Burton to win the race to two here. They've won the race to two in 7 of their 15 home games this season, and they've only lost it on 2 occasions at the Pirelli Stadium, and that came in both their defeats. Scored 25 goals at home, and I just think they've got their nearest 3 rivals all at home between now and the end of the season. I think the importance is on them is nailing down this home form and just keeping picking up 3 points. And sooner or later, I think they'll have the promotion secured, really. So I think against the Chesterfield side here, who I think that they won't be going down. I don't think they're that poor a side, absolutely. But they're just not a match for this Burton Albion side for me. And I think Burton to win this game, 8-11 is a fair price. But I think they're going to score a few goals and quickly. So the race to 2 at 23-20. Is a good option to take in this one.
Good stuff. I like that. I do like Burton to win that game. 8-11 they are to win it. Let's move on to the South Yorkshire Derby next. This is Doncaster versus Sheffield United in League One. 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday, this one. Doncaster 9-5 here with William Hill to win the game. The draw is 21-10 with Sheffield United in the betting at 29-20. And Jason, Doncaster are in danger now of getting sucked into the relegation fight. They're without winning 5, and they're only 7 points above the relegation zone. However, Sheffield United's form is a bit of a concern as well. I really thought when they put that run together at Christmas, Sheffield United, Jason, they were going to challenge not only for the playoffs, but for automatic promotion. They're clearly a club, Sheffield United, with high aspirations. It's just a question of whether those high aspirations now are delusions of grandeur, really, because they're slipping a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. For how long they've been in this division, really, and every year you see them short on the prices to win the league. And much like you've said there, for two reasons, I thought that they might turn it around after that good run they had over Christmas. A, because I put them down on my either way promotion bet for the season. and secondly, just because they started to show that they kept the goals out. And in Billy Sharp, they had a man who's banging the goals in. But it's just, again, just the odd frustrating result where they literally just don't turn up at all, really. To draw 0-0 at Blackpool and lose 2-0 at home to Wigan, when Wigan aren't really a promotion rival for them, that's a big game. And they never really turned up in that game. Whilst we look at Doncaster, as you say, like all season you'd have said, oh, they're just sitting there nicely in mid-table. But now, as teams at the bottom are starting to find a way to pick up results, they're starting to look over their shoulder a bit. And without winning their last four league games after its back-to-back 2-1 defeats at home in the last two games, I think it's a difficult game for them to approach this one, because you don't know how Sheffield United are going to come into the game, really. I think if Sheffield United come in this game and look to attack, that's often when they do their best. For them, scoring first is key. They've lost just one game this season after they scored the first goal. And they've actually gone on to only draw two of these games when they haven't. So they scored the opening goal 14 times. They've gone on to win the majority of these matches. So I think Nigel Adkins should be firing his troops up here to go out there and get an early goal. And I really like Billy Sharp here to score in this game against his former club, obviously. He was on a run of scoring in seven straight league games before the goalless draw at Blackpool at the end of January. Obviously didn't score last weekend as they lost 2-0 to Wigan, but confidence is flowing. And it's just something I find when you get a goal scorer returning to a former club, they always seem to bag, don't they? Especially when you're stood there and says, oh, we should have never sold him, we should have never let him go. And then he turns up and bops one in. So he's got 14 goals in 28 starts this season, so averaging a goal every other game. Such a good player at this level. And he's here 17-10 to score any time. That's a great price, really, for me. But I don't think there's going to be a host of goals in this game, if I'm honest. Recent Sheffield United games have been mostly tied to affairs, and Doncaster, not renowned for their goals, under 2.5 goals here, 7-10, not the best price you're going to find. Went 14 of 29 games for Doncaster this season, under 2.5, 13 games for Sheffield United. They're not really the big convincing numbers. If I'm seeing prices of odds on for under 2.5 goals, I'm expecting it to be happening more times than not for both teams.
Yeah.
That's just not the case here. So it wasn't really an attractive option for me, but I think Sheffield United here should be going into this game looking for all 3 points. They've got some not massive games to come. They've got Bury away, Port Vale at home, and Rochdale away. If they can put results together again, there's an outside shot at the playoffs, and it's got to happen sooner rather than later. So I'm going to back them here to win this game, and I think it's a fair price on them away from home, 29-20 to claim the prize. But my single bet from this game would be Billy Sharp to score, because it's a very big price on him.
Okay, on to Port Vale versus Fleetwood next. Again, 3 p.m. Saturday, this game in League One. Port Vale 11-8 to win the game. The draw is 21-10, and Fleetwood Town 19-10. Fleetwood have only won two games away all season, and they're up against a Port Vale team that are really solid at home, Jason. This, when I was looking through the fixtures you gave me prior to the podcast, looked like one of the more straightforward bets this weekend.
Yeah, it was probably the first game I picked out if I looked at the League One games, because I think everyone knows how strong a side Port Vale are at home. Fourth best at home record in the division, 8 wins, 6 draws and just the 1 defeat. And then up against the Fleetwood side, who are so poor away from home, as you say, 2 wins supplemented by 3 draws. So 9 defeats on their travels. Of their 13 defeats this season, 9 of them away from home. Tells you the story of Fleetwood's season, really, against the Port Vale side, who are undefeated in 11 games at home, scored in all these games, scored goals for fun at home, really. 23 scored, just 13 conceded. It's just a frustrating thing for fans, really, of why aren't they able to repeat this away from home, really. So 5 defeats and 2 wins from their last 7 away games compared to 4 wins and 3 draws at home. Just leaves the mind of a fan is probably a bit puzzled by that, really. But here at home, to get a big price like 11-8 against the Fleetwood side, who really do struggle away from home, I think is a great bet. And I didn't want to play around with it too much because when you get a price so obvious as that, it just seems simple to just play it as it is on an outright single. But just something here on this, if you're into the stats sort of thing, Port Vale minus one tie handicap, a very big 3-1 price, which when you look at where the two teams are on the table, you think Port Vale should want to win this game. But 9 of their 12 wins this season have been by just a single goal. And of Fleetwood's 13 defeats, 9 of them have been by a single goal. So really, Fleetwood don't often get battered. Port Vale often don't see teams off completely as well as they should. So at 3-1 on that bet, happens a lot more than it doesn't for both these teams. I think it's worth considering.
Yeah, I like that. And I think Port Vale, like you mentioned, sometimes it's you want to be a little bit more elaborate, but sometimes it's sensible not to be and just take that 90 minutes price there, 11-8 Port Vale.
Yeah, I think so. Just don't get greedy, really, would be my message to the punters.
Leighton Orient versus Northampton, moving into League 2 now with three matches, feature matches in League 2 this weekend. Leighton Orient 11-8 to win, the draw 11-5, and Northampton in the market at 9-5. Huge game for both clubs, this one, Jason, with Northampton really rolling at the moment. 5 points clear at the top of League 2, and they're unbeaten since mid-December in the league. They look on course for the title. They're going to Leighton Orient, though, who are after a playoff spot, and it won't be easy this match, but they have been beaten by both Cambridge and Exeter at home in recent weeks, and they look a little bit suspect at the back, Leighton Orient.
Yeah, I think it's been a long-running trait when I think of Leighton Orient, really, that they struggle with sort of defensive solidity, really. And the result last weekend at Portsmouth didn't surprise me, but at the same time, it did surprise me. For them to go to Portsmouth, such a tough place to go, even when Portsmouth probably are struggling to score goals themselves at the minute, and to effectively do a job on them and win that game 1-0, it's a great mark in Kevin Nolan's, but really his early days as a manager. But I think this Northampton side are a step above most of the other sides in this division, even most of the sides chasing promotion, really. It's 6 wins in a row for them. And you said 5 points clear at the top of the table. But importantly for them, as they're looking for this promotion, they're 13 points clear of 4th spot. So the top 3 obviously go up in this division automatically. So already have a 13-point margin. I know there's a few games in hand to be sorted out, but points on the board mean everything at this stage. And they keep up the way they're going, they could have this promotion wrapped up by April, really. So I think most goals scored in the division, they've got 51. They've got the best home record with 34 points from a possible 45. And they're away from home here, but their away form isn't really shabby. 27 points from 13 games. And they just continue to score goals. A real entertaining team to watch for the neutral. That's why I'm a big fan of Northampton. They've got some great players in there. Mark Richards gets spoken about every time, but I'm not going to mention him this week. But 24 games in a row that Northampton have scored in every away game bar one this season. The only area of concern for them would be kept just one clean sheet away from home this season. That came on the opening day at Bristol Rovers. So Leighton Orient will definitely cause them problems in this game. And I think the Northampton 9-5 price, though, was just too good, really, for me to turn down. As you said, Leighton Orient, recent home games, they have struggled against Exeter and Cambridge. Didn't necessarily get the job they could done. But with Northampton being such a big price, you get a lot of markets here at very good money. Northampton here to win either half, so they don't have to win the game. They could have a shocker of a first half and come out and just win the second half. It's still 21-20. It's better than even money, which for the league leaders seems a very good bet for me. And as I say, talking there, a lot of goals from both these teams. Leighton Orient, 46 goals this season. Only Morecambe and Northampton's record is better than that. And I think there's going to be goals in this game. I don't want to give it the curse, but I think there'll certainly be goals. Over 2.5 in 19-20. Over 3.5, always a bit of a punt for me at 12-5. But I personally like Northampton to win this game. And with their away record of always seeming to concede goals, they're going to have to score 2 or more. So that gets you 3 goals in the game. So Northampton, 3 or more goals in the match, 15-4 is a very, very good bet. Better than 3-1 on them to land that. And it's happened a lot of times this season. It's been their 5 straightaway wins. All of these have been both teams to score and all over 2.5 goals. So that was definitely one that I'd back this weekend.
Yeah, quite like the Northampton to win and both teams to score, just extrapolating a bet from what you've just said. And that's 9-2, so 4.5-1 Northampton to win the game, but Leighton Orient to get on the score sheet.
Yeah, I think it's a great bet. A lot of value into this game. It's a lot, definitely one. Take your time with it. Look at the stats, but there's a lot on offer. Hopefully Northampton don't let us down.
Hartlepool versus Yeovil next. This again, 3 p.m. Saturday in League Two. Important game this one, and Hartlepool are 29-20 to win it. The draw 11-5. Yeovil in the betting at 17-10. This is a game involving two teams at the foot of League Two, both level on 24 points, and they're both looking to stay ahead of Dagenham and York at the bottom of the table. Two teams in contrasting form, though, at the moment, Jason. Yeovil coming off a very good win at Wimbledon. We'll talk about Wimbledon in a few moments' time. Whereas Hartlepool appear to be only going one way at the moment.
Yeah, and Hartlepool, obviously, Ronnie Moore left by mutual consent, I think, yesterday, as we called this on Thursday. Shockingly takes it up, I've counted up 35 manager sackings or left by mutual consent in the Football League already this season. So,
wow,
seems ridiculous, really, those sort of numbers. But yeah, Craig Hignick's taken over, stepped down from his, was a coach at Middlesbrough, he's taken the job. He was linked with the job last time as available before Ronnie Moore took it in December 2014. But he's got a job on his hands, really, at Hartlepool here. One win in 9 league games, 9 defeats in their last 12. Worst goal scoring record in the division, only scored 24 goals so far this season, and 14 points from as many games at home, and with an even worse away record. There's just real concern here for Hartlepool with how he's going to turn it around. I think it's a difficult one from coming into this game, because I look at their fixtures they've got coming up. They've got a Saturday, Tuesday for the next 3 weeks in a row, so it's not even like he's going to have a lot of time on the training pitch to implement his messages to the players. So unless he's got to do a motivational masterclass, and it starts this weekend, because he couldn't have a much bigger game against Yeovil here, who are coming here in good form, 3 games unbeaten, 2 wins and a draw, just 1 defeat in 6 league games. If they keep this up, they'll have no concerns about getting relegated, but it's easier said than done. Taking only 10 points from their 15 away games this season, but 4 of those have come in their last 2 games. So they are starting to perhaps show their best form of the season, whereas you can say Hartlepool certainly are down at probably the lowest they've been all year, really, for me. So I think Yeovil here, I've liked them here, a big 17-10 price, when you can even get them drawn on no better even money, but they've only lost 1-6. And they say winning becomes a habit, but I think at the same time, losing, it's difficult to get out of a long losing run, as Hartlepool have sort of been on, despite the one win they had at Wickham and a 1-1 draw at Cambridge in late January. So I think Yeovil here, draw no bet, is definitely worth looking at. And I think it's going to be always these games at the foot of League Two are always very close, edgy affairs. So drawing at half time, 10-11, 6 of Yeovil's last 7 games have been drawing at half time. It looks like that's the method they're going about, to try and keep games tight in the first half and then come out in the second half and nick a goal. So I think that's a way to possibly play this one. And that's where the avenue I'd go down personally with. Yeovil draw no bet, even money still looks a very good bet for me, because I just couldn't find a way. The only reason to back Hartlepool for me would be the possible argument of a new manager coming in and him having an impact. But I just think it's been so long since they've put any real form together that it's almost impossible to back them. So when you're still getting Yeovil here in form, even money, draw no bet, 17-10 outright, too good to turn down for me.
Good stuff. And we finish with Wimbledon against Luton, even money. At Wimbledon, the draw 23-10 and Luton 5-2. Mentioned at Wimbledon when previewing the previous game, and it really was a shock against Yeovil, given that they've been going so well in the league recently. I suppose the question is whether they can get straight back on track against Luton here.
Yeah, the impetus really is here on Wimbledon. I think most people, I'm personally focusing on Wimbledon to win this game. I think they should show a good response. And just because I look at some of the results they've had this season, and often they've bounced back fairly well. They lost 5-2 at home to Morecambe back in October, backed that up with 3 straight wins. And they lost before that game, they hadn't lost since mid-December, really. So that the defeat to Yeovil could be damaging, but I think they've got a motivated group of players at Wimbledon. And it did end their 6-game unbeaten run. They had won their last 4 as well. But their 14 points from their last 8 games still has them 4th in the form table. Such is the nature of this league, really. Not many teams can string any run of form together. So I think at home is definitely an area that they could improve on, really. 18 points from their 14 home games this season and only 5 home wins, which is quite a modest record, really. Their main issue for me comes at the back, just 3 clean sheets at home so far this season, giving themselves a lot of work to do to get results. And Luton at the same time. 4 points from their last two home games makes this, some people say, a difficult game to back because they look like they're in form. But really, this sort of mini run is the sort of thing that has been the tale of their season, really, and why they find themselves 14th. They just can't maintain a consistent run of performance, really. Their best run of form came in September, October, when they went five games unbeaten, four straight wins. But other than that, whenever they look to be building ahead of steam, the wheels just seem to come off. Their next best run came with two wins and a draw in November. But other than that, they've lost every... They've got two games unbeaten, then lost a few games, or one that got a good draw away and then lost the next game. So just really frustrating side that probably should be doing better. And one of the most underwhelming sort of achievers in League Two this season, I think it would be fair to say. And recent matches for them have been a change. Early on in the season, goal crazy, really. Over 2.5 goals, or both teams to score, landed in 12 of their opening 22 games. So both that overs and both teams to score. Whereas in their last eight games, neither over 2.5 goals or both teams to score has landed. So I think that suggests perhaps they're getting a bit better defensively, but at the same time struggling to score them goals themselves. But Wimbledon, as I say, not the best defensive record. Half of their home games have landed the both teams to score on over 2.5 goals, including three of their last four. So I think it is worth playing that at 13-10, a very good price. And I think I'm expecting Wimbledon to bounce back from that game against Yeovil. It's sort of been the trend they've had most of the season to bounce back. They had their game last weekend postponed at Bristol, so they should be fresh coming into this one and hoping to get a positive result. And I think even money, it's a fair price, and I think it will land.
Even money, Wimbledon to finish the podcast. And what's your best bet then, Jason, this weekend?
So for my nap this weekend, I look around. I like a lot of the stuff in League Two specifically. That Port Vale result does stand out in League One, if you wanted to pick something there. But for me, I'm looking at the Northampton game. I really do like some of this stuff offering here on Northampton in this game. And I just think Northampton to win the game as league leaders 9-5. You're only getting 2-1 on, I'd say, the best side in the division by some way to win. I know Leighton Orient is a very tough place to go, but Northampton will be expecting to claim another 3 points this weekend. And so Northampton to win at 9-5. Is my best bet this weekend.
I'm going to pick up on one that you've just mentioned there, which I like. Port Vale looks the most obvious result of the three matches we previewed in League One. So I'll play Port Vale to win the game at 11-8. So that double, Northampton in League Two to beat Leighton Orient, and Port Vale to win at home against Fleetwood Town, 11-8. And I'll shove that one in as Alex's nap this weekend, Jason.
Oh, it will be hoping that comes in. A good winner last weekend with Crewe, so the pressure's on you on that one.
Thank you for your company, Jason.
Thank you, Dave. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully we'll talk again sooner rather than later.
Remember, you can download this podcast via audioboom.com, or make sure you check us out on iTunes as well. Thank you to Jason for his preview of the league action this weekend, and thank you to you for listening as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.